This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. America's top military officer says he made a mistake last week in accompanying President Donald Trump on a walk through a Washington park that had been cleared of largely peaceful protesters. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley was in his combat uniform as he walked with the presidential entourage through Lafayette Park shortly after authorities used force to clear it. In remarks to a National Defense University commencement ceremony, Milley says, "I should not have been there," saying his presence created a perception of the military being involved in domestic politics.
"My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics."
Milley's statement risks backlash from a president sensitive to any perceived criticism of events he staged. The Pentagon's relations with the White House are tense after a disagreement over the president's threat to use active duty troops to tamp down civil unrest. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is authorizing economic sanctions and travel restrictions against international criminal court workers directly involved in investigating American troops and intelligence officials for possible war crimes in Afghanistan. The executive order, authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, will block financial assets within U.S. jurisdiction of court personnel who directly engage in investigating, harassing, or detaining U.S. personnel.
"We're authorizing the imposition of economic sanctions against ICC officials directly engaged in ICC efforts to investigate U.S. personnel or allied personnel."
The United States has never been a member of the ICC, primarily because of concern over political prosecutions of U.S. military personnel. This is VOA News. Another week of a declining number of applications for jobless aid. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports 1.5 million more laid-off workers were seeking unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department says 1.5 million workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. The 10th straight week, the number of applications for jobless aid has declined. However, that figure shows many Americans are still losing their jobs as the economy begins to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The number of people receiving jobless aid fell slightly, an indication that some workers who were laid off have been recalled, but nearly 21 million people are still considered unemployed. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A far-right Norwegian man has been jailed for 21 years for the racially motivated murder of his Chinese-born stepsister and for attempting to kill worshippers in a mosque shooting spree. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Philip Manshaus, now 22 years old, shot and killed his Chinese-born sister in their family home last year, then drove to the nearby El Noor Islamic Center and fired several shots but hit no one. He was overpowered by a 65-year-old member of the congregation who wrestled away his guns. Manshaus also wore a helmet camera, filming the mosque attack but failed in his attempt to broadcast online. The attack drew comparison with the massacre of 77 people by far-right mass killer Anders Behring Breivik in 2011, Norway's worst peacetime atrocity. The 21-year prison term for Manshaus is the steepest available for the first-degree murder and breach of anti-terrorism law. His sentence also contained a provision that his release can be put off indefinitely should he still be considered a threat to society.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. A mural by secretive British street artist Banksy that was stolen from the Bataclan Theater in Paris has been found in a farmhouse in central Italy. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Police found the artwork on Wednesday in the attic of a farmhouse in Teramo. Italian prosecutor Michele Renzo said he's confident the artwork will be returned to Paris. Italian paper La Repubblica reported thieves stole the mural in January last year by apparently using portable grinders to remove a fire exit door. Police said Chinese citizens were living in the farmhouse where the mural was found, but they had no idea it was there. They suspect the thief was an Italian man, but investigations are ongoing. Banksy has become one of the best-known personalities on the modern art scene. He keeps his real identity secret and produces artworks in public spaces that mix street art with powerful political points.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.